Over the weekend, I was lucky to be hiking along a stream in Montgomery County. But the hastening sunset of early autumn took me by surprise, and I found myself rushing down the trail toward the park exit. Just as dusk was reaching its end, though, I saw something really incredible. A beaver about the size of a very overweight beagle waddled away from the trail and toward the stream. I heard the sharp, startling alarm smack of the large rodent's wide, paddle-shaped tail hit the water. There was a pause as it looked at me, and then it gracefully escaped towards its lodge. I stood, silently watching the deep reddish-brown mammal's comings and goings, until it was nearly too dark to see. Just like the idiom we all know, beavers are busy. They turn their famously toothy talents towards re-engineering the landscape as few other animals can. In fact, beavers are second only to humans in their ability to manipulate and change their environment to suit their own needs. When sites are available, beavers burrow into the banks of rivers and lakes. But when no sites are available, they transform less suitable habitats by building their own illustrious dams. By felling and gnawing trees with their strong teeth and powerful jaws, they can create massive log, branch, and mud structures to block streams and transform fields and forests into large ponds and wetlands. Dome-like beaver homes, called lodges, are also constructed of branches and mud. Beavers strategically place them in the middle of ponds so they can only be reached by underwater entrances. These dwellings include a feeding den, a resting den, a source of fresh air, and two entrance tunnels, which allows a means of escape if predators, like fishers or river otters, enter the lodge. The inside of each lodge is home to extended families of monogamous parent beavers and their babies. Young beavers, called kits, stay with their parents for 2 years, and the one-year-olds function as babysitters for the newest litter. Beaver babies can swim just 24 hours after birth and are born with lots of fur and fully developed teeth. Their incisors will continue to grow throughout their lives, just like with other rodents, and those teeth will be their main means of acquiring their herbivorous diet. The beaver I saw appeared to have a preference for local ash, pine, and tulip trees. Those are all woody vegetation choices that signal we're headed for winter. In the spring and summer, beaver tend to eat the shoots of young plants and lush aquatic plants. To get to these underwater plants, beavers have a bunch of interesting adaptations. First, they have large webbed feet like scuba diver flippers and a thick, flat, hairless tail that functions like a boat rudder. They are powerful swimmers, reaching speeds of 5 miles an hour. Second, they have a fur that is naturally oily and waterproof. Third, they have closable nostrils and ears that allow them to remain underwater for 15 minutes at a time. But my favorite adaptation of theirs is their transparent eyelids. Underwater, these clear eyelids work just like Michael Phelps' goggles. Beavers prefer to dam streams in shallow valleys, where the flooded area becomes productive wetlands. These cradles of life support biodiversity that rivals tropical rainforests. Almost half of endangered and threatened species in North America rely upon wetlands. Beavers themselves were nearly hunted to extinction for their fur in the mid-1800s. However, thanks to conservation efforts through the early and mid-1900s, beavers are now common throughout our listening area. Find a beaver by checking your nearest stream for signs of their magnificent dams. As beavers are nocturnal, you're most likely to see them at dusk or dawn. You can learn more about them by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.